I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. George S. Kaufman and Moss Hart's The Man Who Came to Dinner is the next production at the Shawnee Theater of Greene County. The production features actor Josh Carroll. He's our guest playing Sheridan Whiteside's outlandish radio wit. Josh, thanks very much for joining us.
George, it's a pleasure.
Now, in past years, you focused on both acting and directing. This summer, a little more focus on the acting?
Yeah, that's right. I recently began a program of study at the University of Florida. I'm pursuing my MFA in acting, and so when I agreed to come back to the Shawnee, I made it clear to Matt, the artistic producer here, that I wanted to come back in a exclusively acting role, just as a means of trying out a lot of what I was learning and, you know, attempting to solidify some of my technique.
You're playing a character who's been indelibly placed on the minds of some people in characterizations in a couple of films. Did you look at films when you thought about this role, or did you approach through the text?
I was very careful with this role because I was aware of not only the film versions, but also of a recorded Broadway production which featured Nathan Lane. And I was deathly afraid that by approaching any of these films that the character would be far too influenced by these larger-than-life actors. And I thought it was very important for this piece in particular and the way we're approaching it to take a unique approach to it and keep it free of any influence. I have been researching a lot of radio personalities, actually, so perhaps we'll see a little George Walker in the performance.
Perish the thought.
Yeah, so that's been probably the most influential to the development of the character has been that aspect of talk radio.
Now, you mentioned that the approach is a stylized one. Who's directing the show?
This is Jake Miller who's directing this one.
Jake's no stranger to audiences at Shawnee's. Also directed another production this season.
That's right. He directed the Honky Tonk Angels, the opening production to our season.
So he moves from one stylization to another. Concept for this particular piece, the original's in the 30s.
Right. This one is also set in the same time period. However, the approach that's being taken to it is that there are somewhere around 30 to 40 roles potentially within this play. And we're doing it with a much smaller cast of around 10 people. And many of the characters are fielded by the same actor, so that one actor will have anywhere from, you know, 4 to 6 characters that they're portraying at any given time. So I think Jake's approaching it from this idea that the audience is very aware that they're watching a play, and that the idea of the fourth wall is toyed with a lot, that concept that there is that imaginary wall that is invisible and allows the audience to gaze in. And we're kind of toying with that and kind of poking through it at times.
The actual theater at Shawnee is wide, but it's not very deep. So does that actually help you a little bit there?
I think it does. It gives you a bit more of an open space. So it gives you more of a thrust element to that in that respect. So I think that plays well for that style of breaking through any barriers and conventions of theatricality.
Is it kind of fun to play this particular part, Sheridan Whiteside?
Oh, my goodness, George. It's incredibly fun, daunting in the amount of time that we have to actually put up the play. Memorization has been a beast, but the writing is just so much fun, and the character is so curmudgeon-y, and he's so crass, and he's so comfortable with it, but there's still this joyfulness about him, and there are these few minutes that have been written into the play that are just brilliant, that really show his humanity, show some of the political leanings of playwrights. It's a very well-written character, very smart, and the play itself is a real joy to work on.
We've been talking with Josh Carroll, who plays Sheridan Whiteside, outlandish, curmudgeonly radio wit, in Kaufman and Hart's The Man Who Came to Dinner at the Shawnee Theater. Opens on Thursday, plays Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the Sunday matinee at 2, July 29th through August 1st. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.